Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It's not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. By the birthday celebration of Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed the dance before the guests and denied Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she may ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and that John beheaded in the prison. He said was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. We can say John Baptist, the first one to be persecuted among the disciples of Jesus. Although he is not exactly the disciple, but he is a follower. He allowed his disciples to follow Jesus. John Baptist knew God, Jesus is God the Son. He do everything is to give glory to the Lord. He has the courage to witness to Herod that he was doing something wrong. But this, he offended people and was persecuted. We can imagine to follow Jesus at times, we have to suffer. At times we need the grace of God to follow him. On a daily basis we pray that we have the courage to do well every present moment, do our best to serve the Lord through our service with the people. At times, we might not be welcome. At times, people might not like us. Important is that we need to be sincere with ourselves, sincere to live the gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. So it is very important not to seek our own glory, but to do the will of God. Although it is difficult, but Jesus promised, ask and we're given. So ask Jesus for the strength that we can do everything today for his glory. Let us pray for one another that we be the true disciple of Jesus.